Live it up. It's another. It is the next day for some of you, and you like to get started by listening to us talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day. The Doug Steffen family includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Mr. Dudley is here, and we're working on a lot of things that are going on. The war on drugs and Eric Holder's take on all of this, and then the news media's take on all of this, and then listeners and people who live in our country, their take on all of this. 888-302-3684. Kenny and I have been following this. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So Jennifer Horn comes into the conversation in this hour. What do you make? What do you hear? What are people saying that are your friends or people that you work with during the day? The day job, as it were, about Holder. And the point, I'm just going to start with the thing that I find most valuable here, the sentencing guidelines, if that's what they're called, the fact that blacks get such horrible treatment when it comes to this versus whites. There shouldn't be anybody in jail at all for using, period. My take on this war on drugs that's been around for 50 years has been a complete god-awful waste of money. Hasn't worked, made the situation worse, in my opinion. So what do you do to fix that? For the first time in the entire Obama presidency, I think I have something good to say or think about Eric Holder. So you'll notice that I don't talk much about him because I don't feel that he's done a particularly good job. But in this circumstance, no matter what his motivation, the cynics are saying, Jennifer, that he's black and he's just trying to get favorable treatment for blacks. You know, maybe there's some of that going on. There's been plenty of it. But the other side of the coin is blacks have been screwed still in many different ways in our country forever. And now, there are some that take advantage of it. Yes, some people have been overwhelmingly horrible at their abuses, but the mainstay here is still about fairness,
right?
It seems to me. And so I wonder where it comes down. I'm representing what some might say the East Coast thinking. What's the West Coast thinking?
Well, it's surprisingly, in my experience yesterday, pretty mixed. And I think I need some clarification on exactly what Eric Holder's talking about, because I was with him yesterday a little bit. You know, I don't think necessarily a pot smoker is in jail, but from what I heard yesterday, it's not. Most pot smokers are not in jail. You know, they don't even get picked up anymore. It's just a ticket.
But it still depends on where you are in the country.
On whole, he said the only people that would not be going to jail are cartel. There's gray area when it comes to dealers, because I do still think that drug dealers should be in jail, because they're dispensing bad things for people.
Yep.
And I don't think that he really is clear on what's going to happen to just a regular old drug dealer.
It's not clear. It is not clear.
Because all he mentioned were the cartels.
Mm.
And so I think if you are a drug dealer, you deserve a place in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I need some clarification. As is usual with politicians, there's always a gray area, and this is one, and I'd like to hear more. Now, I've had people yesterday say, this is great. We don't want, you know, kind of with your perspective, we don't want drug users taking over the population in prison. But then I also heard a lot of other people say, well, wait a second. You know, what happens in this case or what happens in that case? He was very, after watching the press conference yesterday, he was very careful to just mention cartels. He didn't mention dealers. And so I really would hope that he addresses that someday.
Well, I think he'll have to if there's any legislation.
Because to me, right now, drug dealers are free now. And that is not okay.
Hmm. Yeah. The focus has been on the wrong end of this. Let's just put the politics as you want to bring it to the surface. Let's put politics where it belongs, and it's in the hands. There's no bigger drug company than Philip Morris, and the amount of money that they make selling cigarettes and the related products. These people are the ones who influence a lot of policy because they have money and they introduce that money into the system, and that'll be part of this behind the scenes.
But this isn't necessarily part of what we're talking about right now.
I think it is. I think it is.
What we're talking about right now is drug users, drug dealers, drug cartels. Right now, the only people we know for sure that will go to jail if they get caught, drug cartels. So we kind of need to know what else, what the outline is.
You mean in the future?
Yeah.
Well, again, I think somebody said this earlier, and it's probably true. Holder doesn't have much credibility, so he's not likely to be able to get much through Congress on his own. It doesn't make a difference whether he's a Democrat or not. And the Democrats are controlling the Senate. It just is that he's a weakling. But that doesn't mean that his ideas or the idea of making this part of a policy discussion isn't a good idea at this time, because there are a lot of things that are wrong with the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can begin a debate on it and discuss it and perhaps influence some of the outcome here, any poll that I've ever seen, and Kenny, you can check me on this if you'd like, I've never in the last 10-15, I mean, I've been on the air for a long time, I've never seen a poll that supported the war on drugs, other than at the very beginning. I think when George Bush, the father, was in the presidency, he was in office, there was some support for it. But it failed from the beginning and has failed. And we've spent billions, tens of billions a year, hundreds of billions over the years. And I think that's more what I object to than anything else, other than the sentencing guidelines or the sentencing of blacks versus whites is inappropriate. But the money that we have spent to go no place is, these people are, how can they be so damned irresponsible as to keep funding this?
I don't even know. And I'm with you. I think there's a real disconnect on these type of programs because, you know, we're working against a society that really glamorizes drug use. I mean, think about the TV and the movies that you see.
Yeah.
It's very glamorous. You can't throw a stone and find someone who hasn't at least smoked marijuana. And that's just the truth. It's very popular and it's very glamorous thing to do right now. And so kids can get these messages in school, but then if they see Miley Cyrus talking about how much she likes to do ecstasy, what do you think is going to happen? You know, they're going to say, well, maybe I want to be like Miley Cyrus.
Lady Gaga smokes a joint every time she sits down to write a song.
Louis
Armstrong said he smoked a joint every day of his life in order to relax him. So he
Armstrong can't even ride a bike without juicing himself up. I mean,
but that's different than
it's an abuse of a prescription drug.
I think that there is this may be something that's so totally out of control that you can't really do anything about it. So if you start with one issue, and that is the sentencing guidelines for people who are using, and eliminate them, because there ought not to be anybody who's using in jail, and then you go from there. It's not strong enough on the people who sell it, and it's too focused on the people who use it.
And I think you need to help the people that use it. I get all that. But you know what? The people that are using drugs that make you violent, if there is no other place for them, then yes, I disagree with you, and I think that they should be in jail.
Because I don't need someone going
around eating someone's face because they're high on something that they can't control themselves.
No, but that's the crime that they commit after it is responsible for them going to jail, not the fact that they're using.
And what Holder had to say was that this was for, quote, certain low-level, nonviolent drug offenders.
Right, yeah.
But drug dealer is nonviolent.
Well, and also to not have ties to other organizations, gangs, or cartels that deal in drugs.
Yeah, I
think there's a lot of gray areas.
There are plenty of drug dealers. Well, there's always gray areas in any of these things. 888-302-3684. What say you? Basically on the war on drugs front, spend a few more minutes on that and then get into some other things. If you have thinning hair, how's your hair? Hair? Where's that? We know we should use, Michael, when we discuss Provia, we ought to have something from Hair, the Broadway musical.
Or a hair band.
Yeah, we can have a hair band.
I like them.
Or we can band hair. A lot of it, use it for a rug. If you have a... this is going to be a silly program today. I can see that already. Let's get to this product that works so well. If you have noticed that your hair is falling out, your hair is thinner, and you would like to change that reality, my suggestion for you with your hair is to call 800-525-8319. Now, why would I suggest that? I'd suggest it because on the other end of that line, you'd be able to talk to a counselor about using Provia. Provia is the product that cleans the pores, or as the more formal of us say, cleanses the pores, and gets the hair to come back again, starts growing again. You've plugged up your pores because you use cheap shampoos and stuff, so don't do that anymore. Let's make it clean so they can grow. And the other thing that happens with Provia, it's thickening the stems, it's thickening the hair itself. So there's great therapy here all the way around, all natural product. Go to TryProvia.com and get a free month supply and a free upgrade to priority shipping when you mention Doug Steffen by dialing 800-525-8319. So you can do either of the two. TryProvia.com, but you don't get to talk to a human being. 800-525-8319 gets you to talk to a human being so you can get taken care of a little bit better. There's a luxury surprise gift that comes when you mention Doug Steffen. Provia for your hair, 800-525-8319.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684. Doug and Jennifer and Ken on Good Day discussing the war on drugs and the proposals and the discussion. Mr. Holder, here's Derek in Virginia, Minnesota. Hi, Derek. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind, sir? We're fine, thanks.
I just wanted to talk about low-level drug offenses. In 2012, I was convicted of a fifth-degree drug possession, which is the lowest felony drug
possession.
What
drug did you have? What were you using?
Actually, it was my drug.
Your drug. What does that mean? You made
it? It was a prescription for morphine that I had.
Huh. Okay.
All right, so what happened?
See, I gave one to my my girlfriend, and she got caught with it. So anyway, I ended up having to go to drug court, which I've been in for 2 years. They sent me to treatment for 10 months, which total costed over $100,000.
Wow.
So the taxpayer's paying for this?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
So are you an addict?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Got hooked on drugs how?
I had back surgery.
That happens a lot. Okay, so you're in pain, you get on these drugs, you get hooked on them, and then the taxpayer pays to get you off of them. What's wrong with that picture? I don't know.
But that's what you're suggesting, sir.
Yeah.
To point it out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
I'm going to be moderately nudgy overview. I'm sort of stuck in a warp here. I sort of want to get away from the drug thing, but I don't want to get away from the drug thing. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the war on drugs and the troubling way things have developed in our country. A gentleman who called, who's been in rehab, cost taxpayer $100,000, get onto these drugs because of some injury and gets stuck there. How do you determine in your own mind how to make things better? And is there a price to pay in terms of we've sort of danced around this a little bit, and I find it problematic. What I said at first was I was troubled by the sentencing of black people versus white people for things like using. First of all, I said there shouldn't be any penalty in the system for people who are using drugs. Then you look at the people who sell them, and distribute them. There's a penalty that ought to be attached to that. But this is so complicated because there's so many different. The guy brings up something. I mean, doctors are pimps for drugs. And what do you do with them? They don't do it intentionally for the most part. I think there's some that do. All these people that are prescribing Ritalin for kids in school.
You know, can I just make a little crack observation? I think it may be 5-10 years ago. Yes, I said crack. About 10 years ago, they were probably overprescribing more than they are now. I think there's an awareness more with doctors where there's now more oversight on long-term prescriptions for these kind of painkillers, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, but there still is a problem.
Yes, and people, once they get hooked, will go to multiple doctors or they find ways around working the system so that they can get the drugs that they're looking for.
Right. So anyway, to sort of turn it around to the absurd, here's Conan O'Brien last night making fun of the stuff that we're talking about.
Yesterday was kind of an interesting day. Yesterday, controversial Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez hit his first home run of the year, and the final season of Breaking Bad premiered. That's right. Yeah, in other words, it was a big day for drug dealers.
So, But people think it's funny. Breaking Bad, I haven't seen this show, but there certainly is a lot of talk about it. Is it all about drugs?
Yes. I think that's the show where the guy sells meth or something. Doesn't he sell meth because he's trying to make money?
He's a high school teacher.
Yeah, he sells it to his kids.
Is that, what's his face?
It is not a comedy, though.
No.
Is that Brad, what's the guy's name that's...
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, yeah. He's the teacher?
Yes.
That's selling the drugs? I just think we've glamorized and glorified it. You said that, I think, earlier, Jennifer, to the point where it's absurd. And so how do you ever, this shows the impotency of government as much as anything else, because there's nothing that really the government is behind the eight ball always. The war on drugs is a disgrace. The way of fixing it is we're deciding by having the conversation among the three of us and the people who are listening to the program as well. There is a, there's a conundrum here. What do you do? There's so much usage. Again, alcohol, tobacco, all kinds of things come into this discussion. What leads to what? It's so complicated. You can get a headache talking about it. You really can.
Yeah.
This is not an easy thing. And whether it's just because Helder's gotten into it, it becomes a discussion topic. Even any kind of discussion on it, I think, is worthwhile, and that's kind of my point. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. The Tea Party Caucus in Congress is threatening to shut down the government unless President Obama repeals Obamacare as the price for increasing the debt ceiling. Your thoughts on this unlikely event?
In Obamacare and this obsessive effort to bring it down, despite all the evidence that they're not going to be able to, it's just really strange. I don't see anything here beyond feeding the base, because they've tried again and again. They have failed. So unless they get the White House and they get the Senate, they won't be able to do anything.
Ron, isn't this a bluff? Or could it cost them the House? In 2014?
Yes and yes. Yes, it could cost them the House, and yes, I think they're probably bluffing.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron Reagan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Time time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Take a walk.
34 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Who you ask is missing? Well, Doug Steffens. He's got his name on the program, but he said, come back, Jen, because I have to take care of something. So here we are. So, Kenny, over at the website today, I'm seeing a story about Domino's Pizza responding to a compliment with an apology. What's the story there?
Apparently, they get so many complaints on their Facebook page that they're just used to apologizing anytime anybody posts anything there.
My pizza's late. The pepperoni wasn't good.
Somebody posted, best pizza ever. Keep up the good work, guys. And they responded, so sorry about that. Please share some additional information with us at and give a link. And please mention this reference number so we can have this addressed.
Okay, so this is awesome. So they actually get one good thing, and they give the guy a free pizza for being unhappy. I love that.
Yeah, we're so sorry you enjoyed the pizza.
All right. So our poll today over at the website, DougSteffens.com, is how often do you have pizza delivered? And maybe we should have added, how often do you leave a compliment on the pizza delivery guy's website? Do you get it, A, a couple times a week, a couple times a month, once every month or two? I hardly ever have pizza delivered, or I never have pizza delivered. Dougie, how often do you get your pizza delivered?
I don't.
Never. All right,
first
Ken?
Of all, I've never been in a Domino's pizza store in my life. There are good local pizza stores, and there are good places. But I don't tend to use the chains for stuff like this.
Yeah, you get local stuff. Yeah, I tried to do that, too. Although, you know, Domino's, I tried after they changed their recipe, and it wasn't bad.
Really?
Not going to lie. So I actually have pizza delivered, I don't know, every month maybe.
You're not going to lie? How often do you lie?
I won't lie.
No, seriously, how often do you not tell me the truth?
Never.
Really?
It might have just happened right then.
No. All right. So anyway, the story here is the Facebook. The Facebook. They have a Facebook page administrator.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Yeah.
And is that what normally the big companies? Can he have?
Yes.
Somebody that would be considered a Facebook page administrator. What
like
does he or she do?
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they keep track on Facebook and also on Twitter for people who talk about their products. And the good companies pay attention to actually what the people say and thank them for compliments or try to fix problems as quickly as they can so it doesn't become a PR problem. But in this case, I guess they just get so many complaints that they don't know how to respond to a compliment. So when somebody posted it was a great pizza and keep up the good work, they apologized.
Sorry, we'll make bad pizzas out.
They're just, yeah. Well, because usually the only time people say anything, and this is maybe a lesson for everybody, the only time people say anything is when something's wrong. Yeah, if you get great service from a company, how refreshing would that be to go onto Twitter or to Facebook and say, hey, good job, guys.
Yeah. How often is it that you, the only person that gets compliments on this program, well, it's not the only person, but Jennifer gets most of them, Richie gets some. I very rarely get anybody saying anything. Well, most of the time, it's because the program has my name attached to it. It's the stuff that people don't like that they
You're
come
the boss,
after me.
You get
yeah,
it.
I'm the boss.
But people listening is a compliment to you indirectly.
Well, the number of people who listen, the people who follow the program, people who take the program, yeah, I guess I'd take it as a compliment. The fact the program is almost 25 years on the air, I guess there's something to that. But in terms of generally looking at these companies, the bigger they are, the less I don't get how Domino's, frankly, has gotten as big as it is. I don't, honestly, it's a, I've had, as a guest, I've never bought a Domino's pizza, but the advertising turns me off. The fact that they're on every corner turns me off. But there's a pizza joint on every corner, no matter where you are, because there's so much money in pizza. It's
very
profitable. Right. So there are pizza joints everywhere. And there's such a difference between a Domino's kind of a pizza and the famous pizza that's on the corner down the street in Knobscot here in Framingham. It's like there's no dip. There's no
comparison. Is that
Knobscot
place? Do they deliver to Los Angeles?
No.
Darn.
Yeah.
But well, they do, but it just takes a while.
I think there are a lot of good places. Although now the best pizza in my mind is Stefano's on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. They have great pizza. And whenever I'm at the movies, which the movie's right next door, I'm happy to go in there and buy a slice of pizza. A good veggie pizza. It really is. It's very good pizza. But what can you do? How is it that there is so much different? There are really good pizzas and really bad pizzas, and basically the ingredients are all the same. Is it the quality?
I think it's the crust,
ingredients?
It's the quality ingredients, probably. Mm. I mean, you know, you have people that love crust, that are thick crust people, and then you have a lot of thin crust people, too.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, back to this Domino's thing. Their response was just plain bizarre. It really was.
Yeah. Well, they're not used to getting any compliments. So,
well, but did they even read it?
No, probably not.
I mean, this is like it was an auto reply.
Like an auto
it seemed
reply,
to me.
Probably. Yeah.
Didn't that, Kenny, when it came across as kind of an auto reply, which makes their efforts at trying to appeal people with a Facebook page administrator seem even more ridiculous?
They probably just have a pat response that they have somebody who just cut and pastes it into every complaint, and they just boom, here's a comment, here's a comment, here's a comment, here's a comment.
All right, here's,
didn't even notice that was a good one.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com, how often do you have pizza delivered? A, a couple times a week, B, a couple times a month, C, once every month or two, D, I hardly ever have pizza delivered, E, I never have pizza delivered. I don't have pizza delivered. I'd rather go out. I don't like getting that stuff delivered. I don't want people coming to my house. I don't want people knowing where I am. You want a pizza? Go get a pizza. Anyway, so those things are, you can create your own anxiety around that if you'd like. 888-302-3684. Yesterday's poll had to do with the post office delivering alcohol. Jennifer's all for this.
Yes.
Yes, should the post office be allowed to deliver wine and other things? And let's see where the folks came in on this. 28% of you said it was a waste of time. It's too late to save the post office. I think the income that was supposed to come from this, the Postmaster General estimated $50 million a year. Let's see, 27% of you said, what a terrible idea. What's next, drug deliveries?
Already happening.
It's probably happening, too. Let's see here. 22% of you thought it was a great idea. 13% of you thought it might create more problems than it fixes. And 10% of you said it was an interesting idea. But will it be enough to make a difference to save the post office? So there's that story. 888-302-3684. Big pipeline explosion this morning. Anybody see that story?
No.
Crews out in Erie, Illinois. There's a massive pipeline explosion near Interstate 88. The officials there say crews were able to shut off the natural gas line. Flames will continue for hours. And because it was before the sun started to come up, the explosion and the flames coming from it are really something. This is imagination time. Those of you who are good at envisioning things, and you've seen stories, maybe you've seen it in person, maybe you've seen a movie or television show or some picture of something exploding. This is one of those eerie pictures. When you look at the flames, you think, I don't know what to tell you to think. You think on your own, you look at it, but the billowing plumes of flames and the destructive power, that's what always gets me about fires. It's so destructive. There's something about it. There's nothing that can get in the way of a fire. You know, they get put out eventually or they burn themselves out. But in the meantime, there's something so ferocious. Maybe that's what it is.
Ferocious. Yeah, because you can't control it. It controls you, really.
Yeah. So 20 people in a shelter that were close to this. Here's another example. Where was it? In Texas a couple, 3 months ago where that ammunition, was it a dynamite plant or something that blew up? Wasn't that right? It was in a residential neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder.
The fertilizer plant.
Fertilizer plant. Thank you. Right. Blew up and blew the neighborhood to smithereens.
You know who might know more about this, Dougie?
No.
Dr. Ron.
Oh. We can ask him.
Yes.
What? We'll do that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you for reminding me. As a matter of fact, I got off on a tangent.
Smooth.
Yeah. Very smooth.
I am smooth.
Yeah, you are.
Like Jack Daniel's whiskey, right. Baby.
Yeah. All right. So Dr. Ronald Hoffman discusses some medical issues with us, including burn therapy. Yeah, that's a good way for us to get it.
Wow, what a transition.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Hoffman, in just a minute, you're on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement. I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, now Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's a well-known practitioner on the radio and in New York City, where he sees hundreds of people a month. There are a lot of people. Actually, you know what? I was thinking I should come to New York and have you give me a physical. I have a good doctor here in the Boston area. I have a great doctor down in Florida. But I think the more the merrier. Someday I'm going to come visit
the
you.
The more the merrier.
Well, I think that you get different opinions about what's going on
absolutely
in your body.
Different perspectives.
And
sure.
Exactly. So, Ron, you up for that?
This much I'll tell you, Doug. You won't come to my office, and I'll do a physical, and then within 24 hours, you'll wake up with a new stent in your heart.
You know,
that's not the way I practice medicine.
But how does that happen? This Dr. Hoffman's making reference to George Bush last week, going in for a checkup and then being wheeled off to the emergency room so he can get an operation, get a stent put in his... What are we not being told here? I think that's kind of... the real story behind the story. There's got to be something going on with him because it seems to be against all protocol to have done this the way it was done.
Exactly. And, in fact, the leading cardiologist in America, who's Dr. Nissen at the Cleveland Clinic, called this the worst example of American medicine because it actually, according to a major study done in 2007, it was demonstrated that people who don't have heart pain, and George Bush, I mean, we saw pictures of him cavorting in Texas,
right,
with the wounded warriors, you know, heroically leading a group of them on a 100-kilometer mountain bike ride across the rough terrain down there. You know, and he wasn't clutching his chest. He wasn't in pain. He wasn't short of breath. And to do this on an individual who is asymptomatic, I mean, it kind of makes sense if they say, gee, you know, you have an artery blocked. Let's Roto-Rooter it. Let's open it. But according to the study then in 2007, that does not prolong life, and it does not even reduce the risk of a subsequent heart attack.
You're talking about using a stent.
Using a stent. Now, if you have very severe chest pain, they even said that for stable angina, which is mild to moderate chest pain that's controlled with medication, they said it makes no difference to do this procedure. However, in the United States, we've ignored the advice of this major study, and we proceed to do 600,000 of these procedures annually, and some of them are justified. There's no question. I mean, you're having a heart attack, and you need that done. That'll save your heart muscle. But just to do it because of the presence of blockage is, I mean, according to even the rules of mainstream medicine, is a mistake.
You know, I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts. The Framingham Heart Study has been famous for as long, I mean, from when I was a kid, actually, and got started. And I know that a lot of people go to that study to look for information on things like this. And I'm remembering, actually, back when the study started, how frequently people were being cut open like chickens to have replacements. The arteries, or, you know, you had blockages, so you'd get cut open, and they'd change four or five of the major arteries, and then they'd wire you back up again. And then as time went on, those operations became more and more unnecessary, but were being used a lot. And one wonders if this is a modern-day version of that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's several motives for this. I mean, doctors want to do good. They believe the procedures they use are helpful. But also, there are perverse incentives in this medical system. It's a fee-for-service system. The more you do, the more you get paid.
Right, yeah, make money.
Actually, at the Cleveland Clinic, they give doctors a straight salary. So no matter how many stents they do, they still get the same fee. So it tends to reduce the number of stents that are performed. But they actually just brought up a guy on charges recently who performed, get this, 30 stents in one day on patients.
Good God.
And what they said was that he actually trumped up some of the laboratory data, you know, that showing blockage where none existed on patients who were unawares, and, you know, he told them that they needed it, and he was actually committing outright fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not accusing the vast majority of doctors or George Bush's doctor of doing this, but it's over the top. It's got to stop. Because
what would you have done for George Bush if you were his doctor? About 30 seconds. What would you have done if you were his doctor?
I would have put him on my own version of the optimal diet, the salad and salmon diet, which is a Mediterranean diet. I would have put him on various supplements, which are beneficial for the heart, things like resveratrol, and this demonstration that garlic is beneficial for the heart, olive leaf extract, lots of fish oil. I would have maintained his exercise because at least, you know, he's doing good on that front.
Yep.
And, if necessary, certain medications to prevent worsening of this.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us here. Go to his website, Ron Hoffman. Dr. Ron, I think it's drron.com, is it not?
drhoffman.com.
drhoffman.com, that's it.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Sound is something about that guitar riff that goes with that group. It just it kind of feels comfortable. Does it not? Would you describe that as comfortable,
comforting
Kenny?
Music.
Yeah, comfortable.
Great summertime music.
Yeah,
a great summertime band.
Yeah. And we're talking, of course, about
Dire Straits.
D-I-R-D-I-R-E Straits. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time now. Jennifer and Kenny and I and you here privy to the information that is researched every day by Shelley Palmer, who is a fellow that does a lot of television and radio, a lot of writing, books, that sort of thing. He is a very well-known expert. I'm happy to have him here. In just a moment, he's going to talk about some important announcements about Microsoft Xbox One. Really? Microsoft Xbox One. What do we know about that before we get to Shelley? What do you know about that, Kenny?
I'm not a gamer. I don't know anything about
that. So here we go. This is virgin territory for most of us. Stand by for the info here on Good Day.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, as we get closer to the launch of the Xbox One this fall, Microsoft announced that access to its new console's coolest features, the system's DVR and TV guide, NFL on Xbox, and Skype video calls, will require a paid subscription to Xbox Live Gold, which retails for $60 a year. While some are outraged by this requirement, this is nothing new for Microsoft. Microsoft has always required a paid Xbox Live subscription to access online multiplayer or the best sales on digital games. But Microsoft is making it far cheaper for families to access Xbox Live with Home Gold, which only requires one yearly $60 subscription to extend the service's best features to everyone in your home. On the Xbox 360, Microsoft's current console, every person who wants to watch Netflix or play online must pay a yearly fee. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The next generation in electric locomotives in the world of technology pulling into stations starting this fall around the country. Not only will they enhance the mobility of thousands of people, Kate Brooks is here to explain the locomotives and their design basically are aimed at ensuring the highest levels of safety and efficiency for you as a passenger.
Testing is underway for the new Amtrak City Sprinter locomotive, scheduled to hit the rails this fall. Designed and manufactured by Siemens, the 70 next-generation electric locomotives will provide passengers with improved safety, efficiency, and reliability. Siemens Rail Systems President Michael Cahill.
The locomotives are put through a magnitude of tests here, from acceleration tests, braking tests, EMI tests, that's electromagnetic interference. That testing is all done in an effort to ensure that the locomotives perform exactly as they're designed when they go into service.
The new trains will run on the busy Northeast and Keystone corridors and will feature a regenerative braking system. Amtrak President and CEO Joseph Boardman.
This is a new era. We are going to have a locomotive that not only minimizes the amount of electric power that it uses, it's also going to put power back into the power lines.
For more, visit Siemens.com/rail systems.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?